Hello and welcome to the seventh episode of the Spilt Milk Podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Lauren.
I'm currently live from Vienna, Austria, on my study abroad trip. Having a good time. I think it's great that we're still able to pod while abroad. Mm-hmm. That unfortunately rhymes.
What time is it there?
It's like 10
oh,
p.m.
Dang, okay.
What time is it?
It is 3 p.m. Houston. In Houston, Texas right now.
Okay, good. Yeah, this is perfect timing, actually. Mm-hmm. It works out well. I'm going to Budapest tomorrow, actually.
Wow.
I have to be there at like 5:30 in the morning.
Oh.
Is our meeting time or something crazy. Yeah. It'll be fun though. I'm really excited. Apparently, we're doing like actual like historical things also, but I have found out that they have like these old Soviet bunkers that they've converted into like clubs.
Oh my god.
So I'm gonna go. Yeah. That seems insensitive. That's what I kind of thought initially, but if you think about it, like those would just be empty spaces. So it's just like useful, like
yeah, like real with that, like I don't know. Do you remember the character from SNL, Stefan? Where he's New York Times is the Soviet bunker turned into Budapest nightclub.
No, that's literally so true. Yeah. Oh my god. I literally just heard that in passing and I'm like, oh, I have to go.
Yeah, so that
I think it would be insensitive to get like blackout drunk there. Yeah. Like, that would be really bad. Yeah.
You just need like pour like drinks. One out for like in respects.
Pour it out.
Yeah. And then you're like good to go.
Exactly. A few grooves. Yeah. See how the music is. I wonder what kind of music.
This is the saddest music you've ever heard in your life.
Yeah, it's like Amazing Grace. Oh, just god. On repeat. Oh my god. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to end my jokes there.
Yeah, no. It gets too bad.
I know, but I'm so intrigued. I'll tell you how that is. Okay. Yeah, I did go to a cool club also in Prague. I haven't just been clubbing, but like since we've been like traveling to places, like it's kind of on the list to do, to feel them out. I went to one that you would like to, that was in Prague. It had 5 stories.
Oh, wow.
And each level had a different kind of music.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I thought that was such a cool idea. Yeah. Like, do you want pop music here?
It was like
here.
Oldies, yeah. Rap. Yeah.
That is such a good idea.
So whenever I literally just didn't like a song, I would just go to a different floor.
Oh, my god.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, no, that's
actually.
Like, I would like that, right?
No, you would like that, exactly. And the robotic bartender.
Oh, I
saw your
drinks
really fast.
That's insane.
They're really fast. Yeah. No line.
Wow.
It was great. Mm-mm. But yeah, we thought we would have recorded this episode, talk about just like the worst jobs that we've endured, mm-hmm. subjected ourselves to, because God, have we. You know, bitch got to make some money somehow.
Yep.
And yeah, that's kind of just what we wanted to talk about. Lauren, do you want to start off or do you want me to? What was your first job? I don't even remember.
My first job was probably, should we say the name of the place?
I don't care.
Okay, yeah, no, my
anymore.
First job was Kumon, I'd say.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we both worked at Kumon.
Yeah.
But at different times, right?
Well, we overlapped by like maybe a month.
I don't even remember us overlapping
yeah.
at all.
I mean, because I was still training pretty much when you left. Like, I wasn't really in it.
Yeah. That job sucked.
It was
really just
bad.
Boring as hell.
It was literally like 8 hours a week.
Explain what Kumon is.
Okay, yeah. So it's kind of like a tutoring center, but not really. Kids like from like the age of 3 to senior year in high school, they like come in there and do homework
3.
For either math or reading. Yeah, it's either for kids who like really want to get ahead or kids who just like are really bad at math and stuff, so they like their parents put them in there.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it is very like,
it was like mainly just like kids who wanted to get ahead.
Yeah,
though. Like largely.
I mean, but I knew somebody in my grade, this guy in my grade, who like he got made fun of a lot by his friends because he still went to Kumon.
Aww. Hey, at least his parents are willing to do that for him. Right. I mean, that shit's expensive.
It literally is. Like, what, like $100 a month per subject or something like that?
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
At least. I think it's more than that.
Probably at this point,
it's got to be more than that. They go twice a week.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, it's not like we got paid a lot of money, but I think we got paid probably $100 a month.
Yeah.
Because we worked like 8 hours a week, maybe, because they would only have it like 3 hours Monday, 3 hours like Thursday or something like that.
Yeah.
So there wasn't much. It was like mainly gas money, and like that was it. That's like about all I had coming in.
Like my favorite thing about the job, I still think this is so funny, because like the minimum wage in Texas is $7.25, and I made $7.25 for the first year and a half that I worked there. And then after a year and a half, she called me and she was like, "Lauren, I have big news for you. You're getting a raise to $8. Oh, and I said, "What the fuck?"
Oh,
I
was like, "Dude, come on.
I've worked here for like one and a half going on 2 years." I was like, "Really?"
I didn't realize you worked there that long.
I worked there until I left for college.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were kind of lingering them on there for a minute. I forgot.
So I have it on my resume that I worked there for like 3.5 years. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's... Oh, it's good. It's loyalty.
Yeah.
For no reason. I mean, they paid no fucking nothing, literally nothing there at all.
But.
I do remember just like people. I remember one kid tried to flush his homework.
Oh, yeah.
Down like the toilet.
That continued to happen. There were like
really I just felt bad for these fucking kids the entire time. Like they go to school all day, and then you sign them up for a program where they have to go to school for another like 2 hours.
Yeah,
and no, they don't want to do it. I wouldn't want to. I would flush my homework down the toilet too. Mm-hmm. And then the place was clogged, and then I had to go use the toilet in the Kroger next door because there was only one restroom in the entire facility, and it was clogged by some 8-year-old's math homework. That was horrible. I also remember not being able to help them at all with anything.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because they were, like, smarter than me.
They got to a point where, like, after a while, I would try to help them with their math, and then they would, like, lower their hand when I would walk by and then raise their hand for somebody else. I was like, you know what? I get it. I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Wait, that's literally so funny that they knew.
But, like, yeah, but also the thing about Kumon is that you really can't help them. You can, like, kind of just, quote-unquote, guide them, but, like, I don't know. Like, I really couldn't answer that many of their questions, especially on reading and stuff. It was kind of just like, so what does the question say?
Read.
And, like, read this word. Yeah,
just read.
That was literally it.
quite literally. I just remember, like, they didn't let the kids, like, use, like, much, like, show their work.
Oh, yeah.
Like in math and stuff like that. And I'm a kind of girl, I can do math, kind of, don't get me wrong, but I need to write it out.
Yeah,
can't,
me too.
Like, do long division in my head. And when would you ever need to be able to do long division in your head at the end of the day? Like, the stuff that they focused on was pointless, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, no application. It was all just, like, quick math in your head.
Yeah. I mean, but even, like, short term, too. Yeah. Like, and... They would not be able to show their work on Kumon homework, and then they'd go to public school where you're, like, penalized for not showing your work. So it's,
yeah, like... Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Doesn't even, like, transfer. So, like, you know how to do the math, but most of the time, it's not the same way that the teacher tells you how to do it, so she'll get mad. And then, like, you don't show your work as much as your teacher would want you to, and then it's just, like... I don't think it really helps that much at the end of the day.
No, it's pretty stupid, I'm gonna be honest. Yeah. I don't think you should ever sign up your kids for Kumon. There's got to be a better way.
I agree.
There's got to be. Like, you just, like, these are the two fuckers that are working with your kids. Yeah.
Here we are saying we don't know how to do long division, really.
I don't. Yeah. I don't. If someone held a gun against my head and was like, do long division, or I don't even know, whatever the problem would be, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
I literally don't think I could.
Yeah.
I've never needed to. I have a calculator. You don't need... That's a waste of time. And then it's just like, you have more risk of being inaccurate.
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
I agree.
Just, I'm sorry, but they should know. They should know. I guess you have to start somewhere, but at the same time, I just don't get the point of it.
Yeah, I mean, but I would just really feel bad though for the like amount of times kids would leave crying like every single time, just because like, and it's not even always just like, oh my god, I don't want to be here. A lot of times it's like genuine frustration that they can't figure math that's like way above their heads. They're like 9 learning algebra, and I'm like, don't cry because you don't get it. Like, you're not supposed to.
I know.
It's like, stop.
I know.
It makes me so sad.
I felt for them.
Yeah.
No, I definitely understand. I would work with some of the little kids on, like, their reading and stuff like that. Mm. And they would get really frustrated. Or they would, like, wipe their snot on the paper. And then I would be like, I can't help you anymore because it's contaminated.
Yeah. And I know after a certain amount of time, my boss started having me work at the front desk.
Oh, that's yeah. nice. And, I always wanted to work there.
Oh, you'd think so.
Is it not nice?
And then you like are there and she's having you do the job you were just doing with like 50 other things now. So she's like, you're going to grade stuff still, but you're also going to do like enter all the grades in the computer and then like plan and pack. And then you're going to have to answer phone calls and talk to parents and then still get paid the same as everybody else. I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, I'm not. It was so stressful. And then COVID happened. Then we stopped having Kumon. So it was good. But
did they just cancel Kumon? They just didn't do it.
It was canceled for like 2 months. And then she started having people come in to pack, which is like where you like put all their like homeworks and stuff together for the next however many. Like, so I think she did it like she would give them their homework for 2 weeks. They would return their homework for 2 weeks. They'd have us come in to just grade 2 weeks worth of homework for every kid. And then like it was a never ending cycle. So like she kept doing it. They just weren't actually coming into the center.
Or getting any like direction.
No, they were just doing their homework at home.
Yeah, that's stupid. I don't understand that. I can't believe you worked there for that long. Yeah. That's crazy. I worked there for like eight months, I think. Mm. And the boss that I had though was kind of a bitch. Like she was, but we had like a different owner.
Yeah, like
by the time that you worked there.
I showed up whenever they were just switching. So I was interviewed by both the new one and the old one, but I mean the old one was pretty much out by the time I was there.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard she was mean though.
No, she was mean. Yeah. I couldn't really put my finger on it. She was just like a really serious older Indian woman who was just, but she was only serious about like Kumon. Like that was just such a strange thing for me to be like so serious about. It was just such a culture. I just can't even describe it. But if you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, where did you work after there?
So after there, I started coaching tennis. I guess, which I still have this job. So,
yeah.
But I was like,
so wait,
I was doing
both
Kumon and tennis for a while. But this is like the third summer. So, like, third summer that I've worked there.
Did you have anything you wanted to say about your tennis job or no? Because you're still working there.
I probably shouldn't say too much since I am still working there.
Yeah.
Wait, I really want to share the story though.
Okay,
I don't really,
dude,
there's
it's
no
okay.
way he's gonna watch this. I'm not gonna drop any names or even like insinuate.
No, if he watches this, Lauren, we've made it.
Right.
We've made it.
So my boss.
We don't need to work. We don't need to work.
Yeah. My boss, one time the way that the tennis camp works in the summer that I work at. It's in the morning from 8:30 to 12, just like a whole camp. 3.5 hours of tennis. Oof, it's so fun. But
in the blazing heat.
Yeah, literally. In the middle of Texas in summer. But one day at like 9, I think it started like pouring down rain. So they had to like call their parents to pick them up. But my boss had all the other coaches who are boys go home, and he told me to stay with like to stay and watch 30 kids because I'm a woman and I'm more nurturing.
He said that verbatim.
Yes. And I didn't get paid to do that either. All the other coaches got to go home, and I had to stay until all the parents could pick them up.
Oh my God! Yeah. 30 kids.
Yeah.
I would have lost my mind. I would have actually lost my mind
because I'm a woman and I'm so nurturing. Which if
you're
so
nurturing,
if you know me. Like, you know, like, I'm not.
You're nurturing, but, like, not in the, like, a 30 kid kind of way.
Yeah, not
like,
in, like,
crazy.
A very motherly way.
No, Mm-mm. No doll, not yet.
Nope.
You're also, like, 18, so it's, like, a really weird thing to say.
Right? I was like, what? What did you, like, what do you mean by that? Yeah. I mean, that's the only bad story, though.
Kids, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, just, like, a lot of parents would just treat it as daycare, especially because we did the camp like the summer after like the summer of quarantine, and so it's like ooh,
classic Texas,
very very rough. Yeah.
Summer camp in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, but it was outside, And a lot of the parents were, you could just so tell, they were just so sick of their kids. They'd just drop them off. And, like, the kid didn't want to play tennis. They would literally only, like, argue with me. I'm just like, I don't want to sit here and watch your, like, awful 7-year-old. Sorry. Like, that's not why I'm here. That. I'm not a babysitter.
You're not? But we did babysit.
Oh, yeah, a little bit on the side, but...
Yeah, a little bit. We dabble. Yeah. We dabble in babysitting.
We can talk about that.
Yeah, we can. Because this was... I don't think this was the... this probably was the worst job that I had. Just because it was so time-consuming and energy-consuming. Yeah. So the summer right after I graduated high school, I got a job working as a... Basically, I was a full-time nanny.
Yeah, you really were.
I worked 8 to 5. I worked 8 to 5 Monday through Friday for these two boys. They were 7 and 5, and they had just moved to the neighborhood, like, during that summer, so they hadn't even started school yet, and, like, so they didn't have any friends at all in the area. Like, I was literally their only friend, and so that was just terrible, because I had entertained them all day. Like, they didn't feel comfortable just, like, going out on the street and, like, finding the neighbors and doing that kind of a thing, mm-hmm. and... They didn't even like going outside, like, at all. They, like, weren't those kinds of kids.
Yeah.
Like, I just had no idea what the hell to do with them. Because they didn't like sports. They didn't like going outside. They didn't like getting sweaty. They were just, like not typical 7 and 5-year-old boys that I've ever interacted with. Right. You know? Completely different than, like, our brother. And, like, that was really the only basis I had to go off.
That's our friend.
Only man I've ever known. Yeah. No, not really. But, like, it was also 100 fucking degrees outside every day. Yeah. I'm gonna try not to curse so much in this podcast. Also, side note, I was listening to one of our last episodes, and I couldn't stand how much I was cursing. So I've made a conscious effort to not curse so much. Not curse so goddamn much. But we'll see how that goes. I think I'm on a good start. Every once in a while, it's fine. In a tasteful amount.
Yeah.
Anyways, so it was like 100 degrees outside every day. And so even though it's like summer and you like should be outside, it was like difficult because they didn't like doing anything, but they did like to Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah.
Which had already died out. It had died out several years before. It was probably like, what, 2016?
Yeah.
2015?
Like, yeah. I think 2016.
But these boys were still hardcore for it. They had been doing it for several years. Their whole life, they had been Pokemon going, which is insane to me. Yeah, literally, the 5-year-old definitely his whole life.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, okay. I know. And it was like a family thing. Like, their whole family would Pokemon Go.
They made me download
it. I like using
it
Pokemon
too.
Go as a verb.
Yeah, oh,
I downloaded it. I played it. Yeah, we would Pokemon Go. I'd be like, Pokemon Go, get the fuck out of here, please. And so that was like the only thing I could get them to do and like get their like steps in for the day. I obviously Pokemon Go, and I got a full deck of good, I guess, Pokemons. I evolved all of mine. Like, I was like really high up in my levels. Thank you. I know. I was like high up on my levels. I think it was like level 46, I could say. I don't know. Yeah, it was really good. I was really good at it. I don't know if you can be good at it, but
I
think you just spend a lot of time on it. Well, and they were really condescending to me about it. They made fun of my Pokemons.
Really?
The ones that I had. Yeah, they did. It was really rude, actually.
They were not nice kids.
I used it as like a lesson to them about... No, they were not nice at all. They were punks. Honestly, they were little punks.
Yeah.
And so I would literally just like walk them like dogs on the fucking trails and just like go around and Pokemon Go. And we'd go around for like 20 minutes. But by then it was already like over 100 degrees outside. I was sweaty. They were sweaty. They were crying. You know, they were fighting almost all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They fought so much. And then like they wouldn't like fight interpersonally and just resolve it as brothers. They would like have to drag me in or like beg me to call mom. And I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not bothering your mom about this kind of thing. Like, this is stupid. And I just had no time for them. And I was also 18.
Right.
So I just had no idea what I was doing, really. I think I probably lied and said that I had babysat people before, but I really hadn't.
Yeah.
Like, I really hadn't.
I don't think I had either. Or I had either before that.
No. No, and I was fully responsible for them home alone, 40 hours a week. I got paid, God, nothing. Literally nothing.
Yeah.
I got paid, but, like, it was not enough at all. I, like, did not do the math right when I quoted them because I barely got minimum wage. for that job, which is terrible. Yeah, I know, it was horrible. And I could like drive them places, like they left their car seats and I could take them places, but their parents wouldn't give me money to go do anything. So I was like, I'm not gonna spend my own money on these two little punks. Yeah. Hell no. And then they would like beg me to be like, can we go to like jumpy place or like McDonald's? I was like, yeah, ask your mom for money next time, and then we could. I would literally tell them that.
Because like, I'm not gonna go pay for money. $20 for you to go jump around on some trampolines out of my own pocket.
No, absolutely not. I was like, that's something you can coordinate on your own time when I'm not here. You guys are capable of doing that. I was like, it's not that fucking hard. The hardest part about the job was that the 5-year-old couldn't read, which was just so absurd to me. I don't know, but like, I remember being able to read like in preschool.
Are you like going into kindergarten?
You could read in preschool.
Me too.
Yeah, you couldn't read at all. We both read. We both were well advanced readers.
Oh yeah. Chapter books.
Going into chapters and everything. Yeah, Harry Potter's, Bibles, you name it. Mm-hmm. No. But I mean, I at least had the basics down. But the mom was like, part of the reason why I think she wanted me to tutor or babysit them was because I had tutored people before, and she's like, I want you to like work on with them on like school stuff over the summer. She had like little workbooks and stuff that I would do. 7-year-old was very independent and he did it all on his own usually. The 5-year-old who could not read, she wanted me to teach him how to read. That was basically what she wanted me to do. Jesus she wanted Christ. Me to. I was like, I am so unqualified. I would get so frustrated. He would get so frustrated. I would literally have to go to the restroom and like cool off, like curse at the toilet, like, because I was like, I can't teach this kid how to read. I'm not a kid.
Yeah, that's like a very big ask.
That's a huge ask. Yeah. And I got paid like a minimum wage. So I just did like a really shitty job with, I mean, I half the time I just gave up and we just would never finish any of it. But I was just like, I can't believe parents these days. Like, they don't even care about their kid learning how to read, that they'll just toss it off to like some random 18-year-old and be like, he'll figure it out. He's doing like funny. Sometime. You. Like, sit down with your kid when you get home from work.
Right?
Like, it's not that hard. I mean, it was, but it was on my kid. So yeah, I had no like, obligation
it's not your responsibility.
To... No.
At all.
Oh, that was terrible. I just, like, going into it, I just, like, was so... Like, I had to, like, not physically react when she told me that he couldn't read because she told me that in person.
Oh, my God.
And I just, like, yeah, exactly. And... Because I think she had lied before and said, like, he's learning how, but he literally could not even sound out, like, a single word.
Oh, my God.
So he's, like, couldn't do anything with the workbooks.
Yeah.
We would just, like, flip through and look for the coloring pages. That's exactly what he would do, was flip through and look for the coloring pages, and then we just do. And I wasn't going to fight him on that. I was like, I don't care. It's not my problem if you don't learn how to read. It's your grades.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that.
Yeah, but I remember... I would fill in.
Oh, yeah, you watch them.
Yeah, I would fill in for you whenever you couldn't. And that you could tell those parents hated whenever I would do it. Because, like, one, I would kind of just,
oh, really?
Well, yeah, just because, like, if I actually stayed at the house all day, like, I wasn't doing anything. Like, I was letting them sit on the couch, watch movies, and play Minecraft on their iPads.
Me too, though.
Yeah, I mean, and I would, every once in a while, I'd be like, hey, do y'all want to go on a walk or ride your scooter, blah, 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 blah. And then one would be like, yeah. And the other one, since the other one said yes, he'd be like, no, I don't want to.
Yes.
So I was just like, okay, what do you want me to do? And I, like, remember one time we were sitting, like, watching that, like, ladybug show that they liked. I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, I've seen but, it a million times. It was terrible. Yeah.
And like the mom texted me or something and was like, you know, you can take them outside too. And I was like,
oh my God. I was like, what? I always wondered if they had cameras. Yeah. Do you think they probably
like,
did?
Probably. I would too. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
I was just like, so oh my funny. God. I'm sorry. I was like, I tried.
It's not my fault. Talk to your kids and actually like sign them up for a sport or something.
Right.
It's hard because they didn't play any sports, so like they go outside and they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I remember too.
We would play like a.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
You go.
Okay.
I was just gonna say we played like a I was just gonna say we played like a quasi baseball in their like little backyard, okay. But I mean. We almost hit their window like every single time that we
played. Oh my God.
So.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
I was a good little pitcher. Can't lie. Sorry, what were you saying?
I remember also, like, one time, they were playing they had this, like, playroom upstairs with, like, this big couch on it. And they were playing tag by, like, running across the couch or something. And one, like, pushed one, the other fell and, like, started crying. Which, like, what? Like, I checked if he was okay, but it's, like, kids are gonna, like, get hurt. Like, they're gonna cry. That's just kind of, like, how that works. And then the dad, like, came out, because he was working from home. He just, like, but I was there. And he came out, and he was just, like, you need to, like, handle this. I was, like, he's gonna stop. Like, he's
literally fine. He's not bleeding.
I was, like, he's all right. And he was just, like, I don't want to have to keep coming out to check on them. I'm, like, you don't have to.
It's his kids.
Yeah,
his
I was, kids. Like, sorry.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I was just, like,
oh, my God. Oh,
God. They were bad. I did not like them at all.
No. And you're so right about their dynamic being, like, if one said yes, the other one had to say no. Like, they could never be on the same page. Mm-hmm. It was literally the most annoying thing in the world. But they strangely liked me, even though I was rude to them. Like, yeah. I was really strict with them. I was very strict. I don't deal with them being sassy and whiny and, like, talking back to me. Like, absolutely not. Right. Absolutely not. You will respect Miss Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
They always called me Miss Sarah. Yeah. And, I don't know. I think they liked me because when their mom got home, I mean, they were rude to her and she would just let them be rude. Like, discipline your kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I figured it out and I was literally 18.
Yeah.
Just saying.
This is insane.
I
don't know. Just comparing it to how we grew up. I'm like, wow.
I know. Exactly. Yeah. And I can imagine there's just a different struggle nowadays, like trying to keep your kids off of like iPads and stuff like
that. Yeah.
But, like, I don't even know how I would go about approaching that. Like, I haven't really had to deal with that bridge, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I just feel like if you give them enough hobbies and let them indulge in them and, like, sign them up for things mm-hmm. and, like, give them a good schedule, then, like, they'll be okay. But they had no extracurriculars, no schedule, no nothing.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're just going to play on their iPad all day.
I can't believe they weren't in, like, any sport. They weren't learning an instrument.
Nothing.
I was like, that's crazy.
Like, even if your kid doesn't like sports, every 5 and 7 year old boy just does them.
Yeah.
Like, just because they need to burn energy.
Right.
They have so much things they need to get out of their little system. Or, like, I remember we would get computer time and stuff. I mean, this was obviously a few years ago. We would get computer time, but you'd have to do chores for it. So it felt, like, more rewarding.
Right. Yeah, we could have just sit there all day for fun.
Yeah, we would get a computer time in 15-minute intervals.
Yeah.
And I would use the entire 15 minutes to play Stardoll.
Oh, yeah. Nothing else.
Every time, straight to Stardoll. That, or maybe I'd check up on my webkins, but normally I would just forget about them in the 15 minutes and I would just do the Stardoll thing. I wonder if Stardoll is still around.
Have let me tell you, I've looked at it like fairly recently, like not last month, but probably the month before that. And I thought it was the funniest thing ever. Let me find it. Because part of Stardoll was that you can dress up dolls.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Oh my God. You can.
And some of them had really good wardrobes.
Yeah, but like. In order to, like, dress them up, they start off completely naked. Just, or, like, they have, like, a bra on and, like, underwear. But, like, I was looking through the dolls that they had, and it was like, here, you can dress up Rosa Parks and, like, Sacagawea. And I was just like,
what?
That cannot be appropriate.
I forgot about all of that. Oh, my God.
I thought that was so funny.
Sacagawea.
Yeah, Sacagawea. Me, 7, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like,
who
like,
is
I'm gonna go dress
I don't know what she is.
Harry Styles again. Like, I don't know.
Literally.
I just thought that was
so
funny.
No, I would always do, like, Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Or, like,
oh, my God.
Or, like, SJP.
Or Pink. She was big on there.
Pink. Yeah. Pink was cool. She had cool outfits. And yeah, I just liked all the celebrities. Or Paris Hilton.
Oh, of course. Yeah. But I mean, that wasn't the main, like, appeal of Stardoll.
That was the only reason I used it.
You only dressed up the dolls?
What else was there?
You had like an account. You could.
I don't really remember using my account.
Oh my god!
What could you do with it?
Well, you could like, you had a mansion, like you built your.
No, I do.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I remember you doing that. And then you could like go in like chat rooms and stuff with other people.
Oh god!
I stayed in those chat rooms.
I bet you stayed. I believe that. Yeah. Lauren loves the chat room.
Yeah, and it was like not very censored.
Chat about stars.
No, I don't remember. But some of it was fun though, because there was like mini games you could play. It was like clubs you could go to. It wasn't just like a chat room.
Okay, no, I do remember this now. I'm now remembering.
Yeah.
No, I remember because I was trying to like scam the system to get a premium account.
Oh my god.
And we would just I think you were with me and I would just put down like a random phone number and I was like, it's gonna be like an older couple and they're like not gonna know. It's like literally like scamming elderly people.
That's really messed up, Sarah.
A premium startup. Yeah. I literally had that like notice, like that logic in my head. I'm like, they're like not gonna know because it's like gonna be like a cute older couple, or maybe they won't mind. When I told myself,
they're just helping a kid out,
paying for my premium start all status.
That's so funny.
I don't even know what it would give you, because you can get a free account.
Like, yeah, I think you just would get star dollars.
No yawning.
Yeah, sorry. You'd get
it's
star
literally
3 dollars.
P.M. there. It's 10 p.m. here.
Yeah, with the premium account, you could get star dollars, and you could buy like premium clothes and stuff.
That we're
other
talking
people
about start all. Premium clothes or your premium start all. Yeah.
And I think you got like a bigger house. You got like a bigger house or something. I don't know.
Like, so stupid.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. I do remember begging mom for a premium account. She was like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. I thought Renee had one though. She probably did.
Yeah. I live vicariously through her. Her Webkinz was my Webkinz.
Oh yeah, that's really true. Oh my god, I remember, speaking of Webkinz, there's this one girl who gave out Webkinz as her like party favor for one of her birthday parties, and it was like in elementary school, obviously. Dang. And like to this day I still think she's like so rich because of with the tag.
I mean, that's like pretty legit.
So you can register them online. It's pretty expensive. Yeah, those bitches were like $30 a peep. A peep.
Yeah,
a pop.
And you got it for every kid there.
I like saying
$30 a pop.
Yeah. I like saying $30 a peep. It's like a combination of a piece and pop. A peep.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love that we just talked about Stardoll. That was really great. I love Stardoll. That was like my entire
year. I would count
that
as my first job.
That was the whole reason why I did chores.
That is definitely my first job.
I was a stylist.
Yeah.
I was a stylist for Stardoll.com.
I sold clothes. That was also part of it.
No, like, I played Cooking Mama.
Oh my god.
I was a chef.
Yeah.
Did you play Cooking Mama?
Did you have a DS? On the Nintendo? Yeah.
Yeah.
I still have the DS.
You still have your DS?
Yeah, it's in my closet.
That's
right
a relic.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably pretty valuable now.
Probably. I mean, with all the games we have too.
We got hella games.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry, that was my first job was at the Smoothie King. And second to the babysitting gig. I think Smoothie King was at times worse because I worked there for like almost 2 years. I was 16 and it was my first job, and it was like actually the most stressful job I've ever had in my entire life, and it was just a drive-through smoothie place. So I have so much respect for anyone who works in the fast food industry. I didn't even have to make food at all. All I had to do was make smoothies, and it was still like terrible. We also would have like we'd have like 2 to 4 people working there at a time, like max.
Dang.
And so that was very stressful. Yeah, that sucked. People would think that you would, I'm not going to get all into it, but it was fucking annoying. It was terrible. Since I was so young, I also got taken advantage of in like the scheduling and stuff. So I worked 4th of July, Christmas Eve. I worked one Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve, every fucking holiday, like every single one, because I didn't know I didn't know you needed to book it out and request it off like 3 months in advance. Like, I didn't know that system existed. Why would the Smoothie King be? Who needs a Smoothie King on Christmas Eve?
Right.
If you need a Smoothie King on Christmas Eve, literally go fuck yourself. Make it yourself on Thanksgiving. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, that's terrible. And also, in Smoothie King in the winter, like, just close the whole thing down for the winter. Right. Like, nobody wants a smoothie. We would get, like, literally 3 people would come every 4 hours. Like, I'm not even kidding
you. Jesus Christ.
That was the best time to work, was in the winter. In the summer, it was horrible. Horrible. Oh, yeah. And I worked Saturdays through, like, this is, like, a weird range, but I worked Saturdays through Tuesdays. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. 3 to 10 p.m. So I worked 30 hours a week on top of being in school, a full-time student, and I danced.
Oh, yeah.
So any night I didn't dance, I worked. And then on Saturday, I would dance from 9 to 2, and then I'd go to work from 3 to 10. And I wonder why I was so depressed. Anyways, it was just terrible. I had no energy. I was so pissed at the world, but I also just like making money, so I just like didn't quit. And I got hired like through a family friend, so I felt like obligated to I don't know, not quit, but I gave up on that shortly after. And I stayed in there for a minute. Oh, I'm not gonna lie, longer than I should have. Sorry, I have the sniffles. I'm gonna try not to let that impact my storytelling too much. But seriously, these were some of the most eclectic and strangest people I've ever met in my life, like my coworkers, like people I would never normally encounter, I got to encounter at Smoothie King, which made it more interesting at times, but it was also like you had to deal with a lot of incompetent people. Our like manager, the first manager that I worked there was fired because he was creepy. That was the only reason I was given, was that he was creepy, but I never really had any interactions with him. Yeah, there were creeps that came through the Smoothie King. I'll get to that later. And then the manager that I had for like the majority of the time I worked there, she was just fucking whack. She was so weird. Our group chat, I was like looking through our old group chat because Brooke sent me some screenshots. I worked there with one of my good friends, Brooke. And she was sending me screenshots of her old group chat. It was called Ass Drives. That was the name of the whole group chat, which I don't even know what that means.
Me either.
Ass Drives. I couldn't tell you.
Right.
But that was, like, she named it and made that group chat with, like, all of our coworkers. And so she would send out, like, if someone, like, didn't mop the floors right, she would send, like, a screenshot of, like, shit on the floors, like, the next morning. And she would just, like, subject herself to being, like, I would, like, dislike her messages or, like, just, like, say immature things because she put us in an immature group chat. I was like, why would you subject yourself to that kind of, like, communication? Like, send me an email,
right?
Like, if you have like an ongoing issue, you know, like she would just like use it as a place to vent, and then people would bitch back at her too. So that was terrible. There was like one like ongoing like thing where people were like making jokes about, like, this one guy like just said in the group chat, just like really quick, he was like, oh, I left a surprise for you guys who open tomorrow. And that's all he said. And then he was like, he thought he was like a little jokester or whatever. This guy was like one of those, I could have gone D1, like that kind of a guy. He was like, he was like 25. So he was like really getting sad. It was like really sad to see. He was well removed from the D1 league.
But he could have.
And then like, I guess, I don't know, this story isn't even that funny, but basically she ended up like getting in the next morning and like nothing was done, but he had made like a pyramid of like sample cups and then just put a straw through the top. It was just funny. He was just bored. Yeah, right? It was just stupid. And she goes, just so you know, I had to pay for those, and it was like probably 20 cents. And then she like sent a list of like every other thing that he forgot to do, and that she was like, well, you did this, you made this little pyramid, but you couldn't do yada 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 yada. And then the text she sent us is in our whole company group text. Also, mind you. And then she was like, and I did not do a great job. Like, I was like pretty lazy, but I mean, I tried every once in a while. And she was like talking about like just like name dropping people. She was like, this person, this person, this person, y'all don't do shit. But she was like, but Sarah and Brooke?
Oh my God.
This could not be further from the truth.
Oh my God.
She literally said, but Sarah and Brooke, this could not be further from the truth.
Oh my God.
You guys are always doing things, creating things on your own. And I was like, yes, ma'am, I am. I was like, it feels so good to be honored, but give me a raise.
Love it, but...
I also saw this message which reminded me of your story earlier of when she finally did give me a raise, and it was to both Brooke and I because we had to get raises at the same time because we were basically the same people to everyone who worked there. And she was like, great news, guys, like I was able to go through 50-cent raise. And and I go, oh my God, thank you so much. And I said, like, blue emoji. I remember being, like, so excited because I thought it was going to, like, change my life. I got paid, like, $8.50 to, like, $9 an hour. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be making so much money. But I also, the funny thing is, like, I didn't even have my license until I was, like, 18. So I just sat on, like, I didn't spend that money on anything. I just sat on it. So I did not need to work like for as long as I did. I put myself through so much for no reason, to be honest. Also, something else, this is terrible, but I did do this pretty regularly. When people I didn't like would come through the drive-thru, because our Smoothie King was like right next to our high school, so people would come there all the time, like from school. If I didn't like them, I would put weight gain in their smoothies. Weight gain powder.
Oh my God. Sarah.
It just felt like something I had control over. And it tasted good normally. I've had it myself. Whoa. It tastes fine. But yeah, I just need to put that out there in the universe. I don't know if that's going to come back to haunt me, but here, well, I admitted my wrongdoings. I feel
like you need to say who you put that in. So
no,
just do a tone like fully, or like say sorry.
You want me to fully repent on the Spilt Milk podcast because I don't think I can.
Like, I'm sorry.
Think some people might listen to it, but I can tell. Really? You Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, so if you're listening, it could have been you.
It could have been you. You could have been victim of the weight gain. If you gained weight in college and went to the Smoothie King near our high school, I hate to break it to you, but I might know who was responsible for it. I lied. I didn't do it super, super frequently, but like sometimes. Like if I was in a bad mood, I would.
Yeah,
or people in general were just assholes to me, which was a lot. People would be assholes to me.
Yeah.
Because drive-through, 16-year-olds, all that jazz. And, like, the culture of people who go to, like, a Smoothie King regularly, like, the regulars, like, those are, like, like, workout people. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And they're just kind of, like, their own special creatures.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, let's see. There was this one guy who... never mind. I don't want to talk about that story, actually, because it was really creepy. Basically, I have to now. I already said it. Yeah. This is funny, because the Smoothie King was in the same parking lot as my dance studio. So my whole life was basically in this one parking lot. I would go from this, like, I could walk there. It's like 2 minutes away, max. And I was in the back, just, like, kind of, like, leaning against, or like I had my foot propped up on like one of like the little, they literally hold their sugar in like giant like tubs. They look like trash cans, but they're just tubs that have sugar in it. And I had my leg propped up on there, and there was a guy who was preparing the ice machine, and like I'm just a repairman. And my coworker would like texted me, and she goes, put your leg down and sit down. And I was like, okay. And I just like sat down really weirdly, and I was like, wait, why? And then she told me that the guy was, like, taking... She walked past the like, repairman, and he was zooming in on my crotch.
Oh, my God.
And taking pictures of it. Yeah. Yeah. Can you believe that? And they caught him doing that on camera. Yeah. And so they called the police and everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And he got fired. And then the worst part about it was I was supposed to go to dance that night. after my shift, obviously I didn't. I just went home because I was creeped out. Because I was obviously the weirdest part, the creepiest part about that story was like I was visibly like the youngest person who was working there at the time. Like it was very clear. Everybody else was at least 3 years older than me or looked a lot older than I did. I have a baby face, you know. And so that was just like really disturbing. And then like, luckily that guy did get fired because like the police were called. A report was made, I believe, by the company. And then my boss, the weird boss, she marches herself over to my dance studio and she just opens the door to the studio, like doesn't go up to the front desk. She just opens the door to the studio and she goes, yeah, we had to call the police at Smoothie King today. So Sarah can't come into work. Didn't give any context, like made it seem like I had done something completely illegal. And then she just closed the door and like, God, not even to my dance teacher or to like my class. There's probably like 7 year olds in there. And like not even my teacher.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So everybody was like, what the fuck did you do? Like they were texting me and I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I literally just got harassed. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't do anything.
How did you even know? Because she told me that she was going to go over there and I was like, okay, if you want. I mean, I'm not going to. I don't even remember if I told her no, like not even really a big deal, but I thought she would have had the decency or knowledge to walk up to a desk or like just to one specific adult and not just stay it to an open room with children.
That's insane.
So, yeah, that was great. Oh, yeah, this is also, they have like a, I don't have any of these advantages, by the way, anymore, but just so the record knows, just, they had like a reward system, like with points and stuff like that, you know? And so like anytime, like somebody would come in and wouldn't use the rewards, I would just type in my own little phone number to get points. So I literally, by the time that I had stopped working there, I probably had like 200 free smoothies on my rewards app.
Dang.
Yeah. And I don't have those points anymore because I changed phones, sadly. But I did feel really cool because I could still go there all the time and get free smoothies even though I didn't work there anymore because I was also, I got really addicted to the smoothies because they are really good. I'm not even going to lie. As much as I hated smoothies, I've yet to find a smoothie place that has like as good of smoothies as Smoothie King does. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But I still go there every time I'm home because I'm like, I need it. I need it. And that's embarrassing because I don't want to give them my money. But, like I need it. I need my strawberry kiwi breeze with lemon juice.
God, I need my berry punch.
Oh, not the berry punch.
I just don't like bananas, so it's like all I can get.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. The bananas would just make it easier to blend, but I digress. Yeah, I mean, the other jobs that I would like to talk about, I'm still technically employed with, so I really can't say anything else, but give me, like, a year and a half, and then maybe we can we can do another one of these, another round.
Oh.
Do you have other jobs?
Well, I tutored for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I did, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So...
when did you tutor?
This was... I tutored this girl in biology. Which is like,
oh my God, yeah,
which is the funniest thing ever because I'm so bad at
biology
science.
Biology tutor.
At that point, I hadn't taken biology since my freshman year. So, and I was a senior whenever I was tutoring this girl. So I didn't remember anything. And she wouldn't send me like.
We're not science girls.
Right. And she wouldn't send me like any of her work beforehand. So I would get there and she'd ask me questions and I was like. I would, like, be Googling stuff in front of her. I was just like, I don't know. But, like, literally, though, how am I supposed to tutor somebody in freshman biology? Like, you just have to know it. Like
just study.
Yeah.
And, like, pay attention in class.
Yeah. And, like, usually that's all we would do. Like, she would come over and, like, I would go over and she would rant about how awful her teacher was. And I was just like, yeah, okay. I'm taking it with a grain of salt.
Like.
Yeah. She's like, I do all my work and the teacher just sucks. I'm like, okay, right. So it was just me being there, just getting her to, like, do her work, and that was it. And then I think eventually, like, maybe her and her mom, like, realized I knew nothing about biology, and they just thought they just never called me again.
Really? They ghosted, like, that's okay. You?
Yeah, and I was like, that's, God. That's fine. I don't know anything, and
it's
I don't want to, like, be
it's
in charge
mutual
of
doll.
This. Yeah.
I don't want to be responsible for your fucking freshman biology grade.
Right. But like her grades have gotten better. No, I know
for a fact.
I know that much.
Oh, that's so good.
Whatever.
Well, sometimes you just need someone to sit down, but like also like your mom can do that. Like, I don't know. Right? It doesn't make any sense to me. I know for a fact that she would just like not pay attention in class because I tutored the same student in geometry and algebra 2, I believe, or algebra 1 or something like that. And I know for a fact that she wouldn't pay attention in class because she knew that I would just teach her everything whenever I got to it. And that was really frustrating. Oh, we also only met once a week. Yeah. She would just be like, she started talking about it in class, but I just didn't understand. So I was like, Sarah will teach me. And I was like, please don't tell yourself that. Like, please don't count on me. Like, because I would have to relearn. Like, I'm good at math. So, I mean, I can do it. But it's not like I'm a communication student. So I don't really take math classes anymore. Like, I had to revisit everything, like, when I would tutor people. So I was like, please don't rely on me. And, like, the methods have changed. I was in high school 30 years ago. I mean, they teach different methods all the time nowadays. So
yeah,
don't do that. And she would get so political, too.
Oh, my God. I know. Oh, my God.
A freshman, mind you. Getting political with Lauren and I on the wrong side of history.
I was just like, girl, I can tell you right now, we don't agree, and you don't know as much as you think you do. Like,
yeah, and
at the end of the day, you're like a 14-year-old girl. I'm not going to talk about this with you. Like, no. It was just so insane. Yeah,
and it was just like, not to be condescending against 14-year-old girls,
but
but it's just like, it was clear that all of her information was just regurgitated from her parents.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like, do your own research, babe.
Right. And like,
and then get back to me.
Oh, God. I remember
one time, why do you hate women?
Yeah. I was like, this is the most awkward like situation ever. They were like, both her and her mom were like telling me about this teacher, the Spanish teacher she had in middle school who was like bisexual and would talk about it all the time. And then just went on this rant about like gay people. And I was just sitting there. I was like, what do you want me to say? This is so awkward. And I was like trapped in her house. It was like 15 minutes after our freaking lesson was supposed to end. I was I want to leave.
You need to pay me an extra $4 because I had to endure that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was insane.
That is so weird. Yeah, she would rant with me, and then I would just give her a look.
Just like...
like the one I'm giving you right now.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to tell her, like, I don't agree, because I'm like, it's not my role to get political with you. Like, I feel like that's unprofessional, but at the same time, it's unprofessional and immature of you to feel the need to, like, talk about this with the tutor. Like, that is just, like, so... like, it's very telling. And I think 15-year-old me... would get political with people in inappropriate times too. Like, I don't really talk about politics that much anymore, but like, I would still have never done that with my tutor who has no way out of that conversation and like can't even give their own opinion.
Yeah.
Like, it would have just been unprofessional of me to do so. Yeah, no, that was stupid. I hated that job too. I tutored people during COVID, like online. I just did math tutoring though. But that was terrible. That was pretty much all I had to say about it. I just hate it. I just don't like, I'm not a teacher. That's like not my personality at all. I don't get when people don't get it. And like, I can't, like, especially tutoring people online, like over math, like that was difficult just to begin with. Yeah. And it was really frustrating. I mean, and then like,
That's how I feel about like, that's how I feel about coaching though. I mean, cause I've played tennis for like a long time. I'm not like the best at tennis, but like, there are certain things.
Oh, you're the best.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I said that wrong. I am the best at tennis. So,
yes.
It gets very frustrating whenever kids don't, like, I don't know. I'll just be like, I'll be like, hey, you have to, like, actually, like, swing whenever you hit the ball. And then they don't. And I'm just like, this is common sense. Can you not see how, like, what you did, like, isn't going to work? Like, it's just so frustrating.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at yourself.
Yeah.
like, what do you mean you don't get it? Yourself,
you're disgraced to the tennis community.
You've only been playing for a week and you don't know how to serve. I'm like, come on. Just like, do it.
It's just like muscle memory to you. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, I don't even remember learning. I just did it. Like,
oh my God, yeah. I had a similar experience whenever I was tutoring this girl in her first, like, algebra class. So it was eighth grade, like the pre-algebra one or whatever. And she didn't, that was the first time they had ever thrown in letters, like variables into math. And so she was just like, so like, conceptually just like could not grasp why they needed the letters and like what the variable was and why we were like what solving for x meant and like that kind of a thing, and I was like tripping up on my words like trying to explain it, and then I was like, wait, why do we need all this? And then I was just like going down a rabbit hole, but I was also just like, you just do it, you just need to, like, at some point I was just like, you know what, just stop questioning the philosophy behind the math because it's not important to you right now. I'm sorry. That's not what you want to hear. Your dad is an engineer, he can tell you the application, like, I don't apply, I just solved, like, yeah. I was like, I don't want to explain like the philosophy to you behind math, like that is so above my pay grade. To be honest,
yeah,
I'm just trying to get you to cross multiply and find the common denominator. That's basically it. I feel like we've worked a good array of jobs.
Yeah,
you know,
like I worked, I don't know,
anything you wouldn't do again.
Like, of my jobs that I want to do again?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm still doing... I'm still coaching.
Yeah.
So, I guess I am doing that again. But I mean, none of these are things that I would want to do in my future.
Not willingly. Not if I don't have to.
Yeah.
I did go back to Smoothie King one... I can't believe I did this, but I did go back to Smoothie King one time after college. Ooh. The first winter break. But, that, again, it was in the winter, so, like... nobody would come.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that's the only reason why I agreed to do it. Oh my God. And I forgot to tell you about the way I quit.
How did you quit? I don't think I know this.
Brooke, my friend Brooke and I, we typed out a message and then we both just copied and pasted it and sent it to the owner. We didn't even send it to the manager. We just sent it to the owner, the exact same text verbatim of why we wanted to quit. And we had the same reasoning. I mean, like, we maybe could have changed it up a little bit, and we sent it like at the exact same time. So that was a little unprofessional, but it was my first time out there, so I didn't really know how to quit a job.
Right. Those aren't things they really teach you.
And he understood. No, he understood. Yeah. He knew that we were overworked. I was overworked. That was terrible. Yeah, that was terrible. Let's end on that note. Yeah.
Not a good note.
Yeah, sorry, I'm tired because I do need to get up early tomorrow to go to Budapest. I would love to do an episode where we talk more about my travel abroad.
Yeah.
Experience. Yeah, yeah. Lauren will be here soon.
Oh, yeah.
We can talk about both of our experiences. Wait, that's so exciting. You're coming in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, like a week and a half almost.
A week and a half. Ah! Wait, yeah, you're coming next weekend. I just looked at the calendar. Lauren, that's so exciting. God.
Whoa.
It's next weekend.
I didn't realize that.
No, me neither. Oh, I thought it was like 3 weeks in my head. Oh, that means I'm almost done with my program.
Yeah.
That's sad. But that's exciting. I can't wait. All right. Well, make sure you follow us on the gram, spilt_milk podcast. Make sure you follow us on Spotify. We're also now, as you can tell, available on Apple Podcasts. Check us out there. Give us a rating. It would really help. Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.